My next guest is on the line. He is a criminal defense attorney. His name is William Booth, and he wrote an article which was reproduced by mybroadband.co.za warning South Africans about paying traffic fines online. And because this is a matter of public interest, and because this is something that we all do, I thought this is really an important discussion to have with you this afternoon. William Booth, thanks for joining me on Chai FM.
Hi, good afternoon.
This is just so unbelievably topical for me personally. You wouldn't guess what arrived in my email inbox all of 2 days ago. Two requests to pay fines online. William, should I pay them?
Well, that is a problem. As I also receive these emails, or in fact, SMS or WhatsApp messages. Yes, constantly. So look, if one goes back to the issue of a fine, so you could be stopped, let's say, at a roadblock or after parking the car in an illegal manner, and then the traffic police arrive and they issue you with a document indicating you've now received a fine for doing X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And you have a date by when you have to pay it. And if you don't, then you must appear in court. So the same as with speeding fines. You might be pulled over and you issued with a fine there and a date, and then you can defend it. So that's, you know, that's fine. Or you might receive a fine by way of proper service, a summons, with a fine stipulated on that, where you summons has to be served on somebody in terms of the rules of court and in terms of the Criminal Procedure Act, either on you personally, on your business or your home, or on somebody who's at either of the places who's older than 16 years.
Yeah.
So that's all proper service. And of course, if you don't comply, the matter will be placed on whichever court roll or the traffic court somewhere, and you don't come to court, they can issue a warrant for your arrest. So then you know it's legitimate. You've been given documentation. But of course, what has happened, that there may be so many fines, speeding fines and other traffic fines, that one needs to look at a different manner of dealing with it.
Yeah.
But if you're going online, we do know that over the last years, online, WhatsApp, emails have been hacked. Wrong information is out there. It's been displayed in the public domain, and you think something's happening when actually somebody's placed something totally, totally incorrectly out there. So, you know, one must be assured that whatever system it's on is properly managed and, in fact, is correctly indicating the information about your fine. So it might be something you can look at and say, okay, well, they say I've got all these fines, but actually I don't, so I'm not going to pay it because it's not proper service. So they can't take you to court on that. So if you get a WhatsApp message and you don't comply, they can't go to court and say, hang on, I've sent whoever a WhatsApp message and he hasn't complied, therefore we're now applying for an issuing a summons. In many instances, before summons, they actually give you a notice prior to summons. So, you know, that is kind of notification in advance that you're going to get a summons, but you have to get a summons before they can apply for a warrant of arrest. So unless the law changes, where it said, let's say in the Criminal Procedure Act, service of your traffic fines may be done electronically, you know, then we're in a different era. But again, is that correct? That information on those groups, is that correct? So that's the problem. We know you're getting stuff from people pretending to be from the bank, people from SARS, all kinds of people are hacking in. I mean, I've had experienced people from prison hacking into various systems and making certain demands. And, you know, people think, well, hell, I better do something about it. But meanwhile, it's all kind of fake. So, you know, I'm not saying everybody must stop paying their fines. I'm just saying we have to be careful and very cautious about all of this.
But William, how do you be careful and cautious about this? Because I'm a relatively cautious person. I'm going to use myself as an example because this is very fresh. This happened to me last week. I got the SMS. I went through the link to the site in order to pay the outstanding fine. And they made it very appealing to settle it quickly because they said, if I do, I'm going to get a 50% discount on my 900 Rand fine. So who doesn't want to pay 450 instead of 900? And then I went to look, what did I do and when did I do it? Because generally there is a picture attached of the offense, and lo and behold, guess what? There was no such picture. And so then I went to Google to say, is this a problem, wanting to see is this a scam or not? And they said, no, it very well could be that the notice is just a little early and the picture will follow later. So not very helpful in terms of a verification procedure.
Absolutely. And maybe you didn't commit the alleged offense. You know, it's like you've got to check. It might come back, be something from last year that suddenly pops up. And, you know, who knows?
Oh, my goodness.
You could have been caught on a camera somewhere. So normally with, let's say, camera contravention, first of all, I don't even want to go there whether cameras are operating properly or, you know, roadblocks are properly being set up. You know, and all of that, or speeding fines are being, you know, done as they should be. So, you know, one has to be very careful about that. And you don't know whether, in fact, it is something where you've contravened some or other traffic regulation.
You're coming, as I would expect you to, as a criminal lawyer, with a very technical response to, was the offence committed and was I served? I'm very much interested in the issue of the platform. Are there scammers out there abusing this particular payment platforms in order to scam clients? Have you had experience of this?
Well, yes, I have. And I think, you know, that is why if one needs to investigate this whole thing, probably you've got to get an investigator looking at the, you know, issue of scamming and whether a particular platform is scamming clients, because they are, somebody's getting money from this. It's not necessarily, let's say, the city of Johannesburg, Pretoria, Cape Town, or wherever you are, who's, you know, because they are saying you've contravened our regulations and therefore, or maybe it's a provincial issue, you've got to pay a fine. But who's the person posting all of this is obviously going to get some kind of commission. So who's using it? And you could be paying into somebody else's account and it's actually gone there. And then they still come and knock on your door and say, hang on, we actually have a summons here for you. Then you say, I've paid it. And they say, well, where's the proof? Oh, no, that system is not, you know, that system's not legitimate. So, you know, just that is the issue, because you know as well as I, so many people get hacked. I mean, I can tell you so many stories. Clients come to me where they've been hacked. Even law firms have been hacked. Money's been taken out of accounts, or somebody's paying your bill and then suddenly it goes off somewhere else. So there are huge syndicates involved with this kind of thing. So, you know, we must be very cautious. And what assurance do you and I have that this is genuine? When your own bank says to you, be careful of scammers. When SARS says to you, be careful.
Oh, my goodness.
And again, that's why you've got to be careful with all this kind of online communication, because it can be seriously manipulated. So that's what I say. There's got to be an assurance. So somebody knocking on your door with a summons or a warning before summons, then you know they're there. And you're going to please show your identification. But again, what the cities are saying, the municipalities or the province, if you know, if a speeding incident happened, let's say, on the road out north, and you know, not near any town, you know, they're saying, well, how do we get the money? A lot of people are speeding, they're not paying their fines, so how do we get the money? Yeah. So unless another system comes in where it can be served online, but even if that system comes in, that system could also be manipulated. So we've got to this wonderful era, you know, everything's out there online, we can, you know, but fake news, you know, artificial intelligence, you name it, is so it becomes a bit difficult to kind of tell everybody don't pay those fines. But it maybe can give you an idea. And if you think, well, I did have that fine and I have to pay, well, you can always go down to your local municipality office, the traffic department.
Yeah, but that's
and
a slip.
Check it out.
That's
with them. It is.
Slip.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I triangulated. I thought, you know, I had to pay my city, pay my fines, pay my this, pay my that. I thought I'd go into a couple of them to see, well, maybe if they appear on all of them, then maybe that would be a better indication that perhaps maybe it could be. I mean, I don't know. For all I know, they could be sitting somewhere in Africa and they all control the same websites. I don't know. But it's a very scary thing to be doing, because your credit card details and your name is going in there together with your CVC number or whatever it's called.
Yes. So one has to be very cautious. I mean, people have booked, let's say, Airbnb online and they arrive I've paid so and so, and they walk in. The guy says, "Well, hang on, I'm not renting anything out. I live here." And I mean, this is the reality of Condé. And people come with fake identities and they pretend to be you. I get a message from you, and it looks like you, and then I think, well, you're asking me for money because you and I have discussed some or other, you know, development, and I'll pay the money to you at this account. They've hacked into me and they've stolen your identity. So I'm just, you know, we're going a bit off the topic now, but I'm just saying it kind of flows right across. And I suppose we can't ask everybody, you know, appoint a forensic expert to determine whether or not a traffic fine is actually out there.
No, 100%. I just, in the little time that's remaining, I've got a listener who's posed a question for you. My guess is you're going to be uncomfortable to go there, but I'm going to ask it anyway. They say, I received an email claiming I owed for speeding fines from a couple of years ago. This is the first time I was made aware of it. I therefore downloaded the app from Fines SA, and it did in fact show up, so I paid. Would Fines SA be a legitimate app?
Look, I haven't done a full investigation on this from when I was contacted a few days ago. So one would have to go, and I'm not saying it isn't legitimate. But obviously they're making money, there's commission paid and that. But one, if you're going to do that, then you must make sure that you've got proof of it. You know, take a screenshot, make sure you print whatever, so that if somebody comes along and says, but you haven't paid, and they come with a warrant of arrest, then you can say, well, look, I have paid. Even though I might have been scammed in the payment.
But surely that's of no legal effect, that payment?
Mm. No, no, it wouldn't have. But I mean, just to show.
So they don't arrest you and walk you off now.
I hear you. Yeah. Actually, you can't arrest me now because I did pay and I genuinely believed I paid, even if I was scammed. So that's all I'm saying. Keep a list of it. And I mean, so many people, traditional story, you know, you've just won the football pools in London. Meanwhile, you haven't entered, and please pay £50,000, and you're going to get
your 100,000 exactly. Yes. William, we're going to leave it there because I've got news in 10 seconds. But thank you for a really interesting discussion this afternoon. Thank you so much.